After the recent wedding of Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan, there is more talk about the relationship agreement she is said to have had with her new husband. It specifies, for example, the time they must spend together. Is this becoming a trend, sort of a pre-prenup? Cheryl Lynn Hepfer is a matrimonial attorney with Offit Kerman in Bethesda, and she joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so you've done a couple of these, or at least maybe more than a couple.
I have. They're becoming much more prevalent. I think they became much more common when we had same-sex couples who weren't able to marry.
And so then how has it evolved? And I'm gathering these hold up in court.
Well, I'm not aware of any that was
tested
in Maryland. Most of them are dealing with issues, not necessarily financial, that address these same kinds of issues that we heard about Priscilla Chang being concerned about, and that is, she really wanted to focus on the relationship, not that much on the financial consequence of marriage or forming the relationship.
Yeah, supposedly she insisted on at least one date night and 100 minutes together a week, not in his apartment or at the Facebook office.
That's not unusual. Normally people just want to stress that this is a significant relationship. And that's as important, if not more important, to the couples who enter into these agreements than dealing with the financial consequences.
Let's talk about some of the relationship agreements that you've written up and what some of the specifications were and how they came to an agreement on them.
Well, generally, people have actually been in a relationship when they formulate these types of agreements. And they've learned as a result of spending quality time together what's important to them. Some of them are as basic as how many dates we're going to have a month, how many times a week or month they're going to engage in sexual relations. So these are not atypical issues, and often people just discuss those issues informally. But the consequence of having a written agreement calls to mind the fact that this is so important. It's meaningful to our continued relationship. They're going to take the time to actually structure this and write it down.
And Cheryl, I don't want you to cross any boundaries, but my guess is that you have seen and heard a lot when it comes to different relationships. Does anything stand out in your mind as being particularly unusual when it comes to these agreements?
Well, as I said, there are a number of issues that have been addressed in these contracts, to how many times parties have sexual relations, to, you know, who takes care of a pet if they get a pet. Ken Altshuler mentioned in the article in the New York Times that he had a couple that discussed one wanting to go on a cruise and the other was seasick often, and so the one who wanted to go on a cruise could go on at least one a year, and the other party would not be objecting or asking a lot of questions. So whatever the concerns are those that can be addressed. Generally, in these kinds of agreements, it's what's important to the party.
Right. All right, Cheryl Lynn Hepfer, a matrimonial attorney, thank you for joining us and talking about this growing trend, I guess, relationship agreements. We appreciate you being with us on Maryland's News Now.
My pleasure. Thank you.